Thank you. This afternoon. We have a brief, but what I hope will be entertaining program for you with a little bit of everything. First, from that wonderful piece for oboe and electronics chamber ensemble, which I wanted to make sure you're aware was composed by a recent Cornell alumnus, Christopher Stark, who's currently teaching at Washington University in St. Louis. And now we're going way back, a century and a little more. After Wagner, we'll now go to Wagner's contemporary Brahms. This is the first movement from Brahms' German Requiem. There's a little interesting tidbit in your program note about Wagner's reception of this piece. So I hope you can take a look at that after the concert, not while we're playing, of course. So I hope you enjoy this next piece. It's quite lovely.
Thank you.
So obviously we started with contemporary music. The first piece on the program was composed just last year, and it was the result, incidentally, of a commissioning consortium that included Cornell and I believe 8 or 9 other institutions. So I'm thrilled that Chris Stark had that opportunity and that reason to compose such a lovely piece. From that we went, as I said, back quite a ways, and now we're back to contemporary music, very contemporary music, in fact, for our final two pieces of the program. They couldn't be more different in most ways, harmonic language, rhythmic language, general mood of the music, but both were written within just a few years of one another. So I hope you enjoy them. The first, Edwin Roxburgh's Time's Harvest, is notable, I think, for the harmonic language he uses consistently throughout the piece, which really tests the ensemble's listening skills in that it's much more difficult to hear where you're supposed to be within the overall context of the piece. And then we'll conclude with a new piece, well, a new-ish piece by the composer John Mackey. He's very widely known and highly regarded as a composer specifically of wind ensemble music, and this was the first of his pieces that gained significant recognition. It's called Red Line Tango. So I hope you enjoy these next two. Okay, so what did you think of that piece? It's not begging for applause by any means, but it's one of those pieces where it's not, obviously, it's not immediately accessible. And so as we were going through the rehearsal process and starting to explore the sounds in the piece, some of the sections started to reveal themselves, and others were even more difficult to flush out. And that, I think, is the mark not only of a composition that holds together well, but that also, I think, will stand the test of time as more and more ensembles play that piece. I think they're going to find, as I did, some really lovely music within it. Now, this next piece is far from difficult to grasp and far from subtle, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's called Red Line Tango. Thanks so much for joining us, and I hope we will see you all again at our concert in May, on May 8th. It's on Mother's Day. And we'll have a lot of really great music for you on that date. So I hope you can be with us.
Thank you.